from violence in Israel to the fear of violence here in the United States. Fears of a potential terrorist attack have prompted the Department of Homeland Security to raise the general terror alert to orange. That's high alert. The move was based on intelligence reports. Whenever the alert level is raised, big cities such as New York and Los Angeles are the first places that come to mind. But how do smaller cities react? How, for instance, does this play in Peoria? I spoke earlier with the mayor of Peoria, Arizona. That's just outside Phoenix. Population 125,000. He's Mayor John Keegan. Tell me, sir, in practical terms, what do people in Peoria do when you find out that the threat level has been raised?
I think that there's a general heightened awareness. Obviously, we're not a high-profile target like New York or Washington, but we also realize that the terrorism is not just a crime of violence, it's a crime of notoriety. And so we look at where the vulnerabilities might be. What could happen in Peoria that might create a nationwide or worldwide sensation that terrorists seek?
What could happen in Peoria that would be a national or worldwide sensation?
We look at vulnerabilities to large populations. So our water supply would be a prime example. We want to make sure that there's a heightened degree of security around the sources of water so that there's not the potential for disaster. We look at large gatherings of people, obviously at holiday time, shopping areas that congregate large numbers of people, large churches. And so we try to take that into account and make sure that there's more vigilance in providing security in those areas.
Do you expect that you'll be spending more money on police and fire protection this week because of an increased security level alert, more money than you did last week? I mean, can you reduce it to simple practical terms like that?
We probably could. It's when you combine it with the holiday season and the fact that the cost of public safety does go up at this time of year because of people partying and drunk driving and crime associated with the holidays, it's a little difficult to distinguish what exactly is a result of the national security situation.
Well, for instance, you want to protect the town's water supply. Are you going to put someone on duty kind of driving around the reservoir for the next few days or something?
We will have both increased electronic and security services around. We've got multiple sources of water. We have wells and water treatment plants and reservoirs. So, yes, we will be having more people there.
Do you ever say to yourself, look, a threat like this, I just feel like it doesn't apply to us. Maybe they should be worried about it in Washington, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, places where a terrorist might really affect huge numbers of people. But communities like this one can pretty much go on as they were.
No, never. In 2 years that we've been fighting this war on terrorism, there's not been a major terrorist incident in the United States. Although we've had repeated threats by some of the most powerful, the most vicious terrorists in the world. And part of that reason is because at all levels of government, we have maintained a level of vigilance to make sure that we're not going to let that happen in the United States again.
You think you do have a role to play in this?
Absolutely. We are very sensitive to the fact that the cities, and in particular in Peoria, our city, we're on the front line of the war on terrorism, and we take that responsibility very seriously.
John Keegan, Mayor of Peoria, Arizona, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.